We've been following the headlines of the Fast and Furious program, which has certainly drawn intense heat here in Washington for sending U.S. guns to Mexico in an attempt to track them. Well, now, another ATF weapon has been recovered at a crime scene in Mexico. Joining us live, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. J.J., what is the latest here? This is obviously a very serious situation, and it looks like one that is not going to be ending anytime soon.
Well, Senator Charles Grassley from Iowa said recently in a statement that he had received some tracking information on a semi-automatic weapon and an AK-47 assault rifle that was recovered in Mexico's Sinaloa state at the scene of a November 24th shooting that killed at least three people, including a 20-year-old beauty queen, Maria Susana Flores Gomez. Mexico's drug and violence problem has been out of control for a while, and it's had U.S. authorities very concerned about what was going to happen next. And the fact that the Fast and Furious gun-walking scheme has fed into it, and in some people's mind, driven it, this could very well revive some serious problems that they thought they had behind them.
Is this, JJ, the second time that they've had weapons show up at a scene? The other time was Brian Terry, I think.
That was my original thinking, even this morning, but doing some research this morning, so it's not clear now, but dozens have been found in Mexico that have been linked back to that gun walking scheme. There was one situation in either August or April of last year where 40 weapons that were linked back to that gun-walking scheme were found in Mexico. Something like 2,000 guns were involved in since the end of that operation. And as reported in September 2011, the Mexican government stated that an undisclosed number of guns found at about 170 crime scenes were linked to Fast and Furious. So it appears to be growing.
There's no way at this point to pull these back. So what do you do? What happens now?
Well, at this point, this is a public relations problem. At this point, for the administration,
at least.
Yeah, that's because the simple fact of the matter is, and I spoke to the Mexican ambassador a couple of years ago about this. Guns have been pouring over the U.S. border into Mexico for a long time, and the violence has been coming closer and closer, encroaching closer and closer to the U.S. So the real concern is the public relations problem that the U.S. government may have inadvertently fed this scourge of violence and drugs that's pressing closer to the U.S. border. So I think two things quickly are going to have to happen. The U.S. is going to have to deal seriously with the new Mexican government on how to put an end or at least stem the flow of this violence. And the second thing, the Mexican government is going to have to come to the U.S. and say, okay, we need your help in dealing with this seriously.
Meantime, gun control front and center. Does this undermine the White House position on this?
The fact that this particular weapon that was found was one that was essentially purchased by a former assistant special agent in charge of the FBI, George Gillette, who was found at fault in that gun-walking scheme, it's going to probably come back to haunt them if they do anything at all about gun control, because people most likely, according to the sources I've spoken to, are going to say, well, look what your own people did. So again, I think it's going to be a serious public relations problem for them to deal with.
We'll continue to follow the developments with this and, of course, much more to come today with discussions on gun control. That's WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.